Thanks so much, Brother John, Ms. Brenda. Take your Bible, if you will, please. Familiar passage, Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. We have been doing a series of messages that have been talking about vessels. Vessels to be used of the Lord. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. The Holy Spirit comes in, when we get saved, we have the Lord in our heart. And God has that in us. Now we need to use it. We are vessels to carry the gospel, to carry Christ, if you will, to those around us in the world. That's our job. That's part of who we are. That's part of being the church. We have the church has become so almost as self-centered as the rest of the world has. We want to go to church. You're talking about serving others. Well, what about me? What about my needs? I'll tell you what. You start serving the Lord, He takes care of your needs. You start doing right with Him, you'll get over yourself. You'll get over yourself. And actually, you won't be looking on the inside, oh me, oh me, oh me, oh me. That's serious. You'll be happier. I know folks like our hymn book, but we're in the process of putting a brand new hymn book together. It should be done before the end of the year. As the Spirit of the Lord, it's going to have all the songs that we always sing, plus oodles and oodles and oodles of songs that some of you will remember that I haven't seen a hymn book in years. And one of those songs is "The Joy in Serving Jesus." Do you ever hear that song? All right, it kind of got lost. And there's several of these songs that we're putting in there. Well, it's a whole batch of them. Probably, I don't know, 100 more songs that you'll recognize them. And a lot of these ones that we don't know what they are, they won't be in there. And so I'm looking forward to that. So I was telling some folks, they said they liked our hymns. And I said, well, we're getting a new hymn book, but don't get scared. Don't get scared. It's going to be okay. It's going to have all the good stuff in there plus. So just thought I'd let you know there. But we're vessels to be used of the Lord. And we've been talking about all kinds of things about being clean vessels. And this evening, I'm going to pray first. I'll give you the title, and then we're going to go. I sit in my study and I study this through, and I'm looking at it here this afternoon a little bit, and here before the message here, and I'm thinking, I'm not going to get past the introduction tonight. I can see it coming. But let's pray first, and I want you to see something here. I'm speaking on this topic tonight. Vessels, plates, dishes. You know what I'm talking about. Vessels are for serving others. That's what they're for. The title, Vessels Are for Serving Others. Let's pray. Father, again, we thank you for your word. I thank you for our folks here. We've got good folks. We've got folks who love you, and I know they do. And I know we got folks here who want to do right. They don't want to do wrong. They don't want to hurt somebody. They don't want to lead somebody down the wrong path. And I understand all that. They don't want to make anybody feel bad about themselves. And I understand that. And yet, Lord, we ask you to set our souls afire. There's millions groping in darkness waiting for your word. And we have it in these earthen vessels. Now, Lord, we need to be ready to fill it and spread it out and give it to those around us. So, Lord, I pray that you give us some understanding here tonight. I need your spirit. I really do want to make a difference. I really don't want to walk through this revival service and not see something great happen. We need to see you come down and meet with us. I'm not looking for crazy things. I'm looking for lives changed, people saved, homes saved, marriages restored, children getting a new daddy because the daddy had been made new in you. And Lord, I pray that you bless us. We ask in Christ's name. Amen. Romans chapter 12. Let me walk through this passage. I'm going to walk through a good bit of it. And I might just do that much and be done tonight. We'll see. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. says, I beg you, listen to me. I beseech you. I beg, I plead with you. Knowing how God, how merciful God is. God can use us. He can work through us. God is not out to hurt you. He's called us to glory and virtue. He hasn't called us to a mess. He's called us to do great things for Him as He works through us. I beg you, brethren, knowing the mercies of God, that you can trust Him with every ounce of who you are, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Here I am, Lord. What do you want to do? On Sunday morning, we've been talking about not trying to seek folks with our, you know, with a, on our, I'm sorry, seeking God on our own terms. He said, I beseech you, give yourself a living sacrifice. You don't hold anything back when you sacrifice. We're given totally over to Him. Present my body. What he's saying, I'm presenting this life. Well, I don't sure want to waste my life. I don't sure I want to, you know, just kind of use it up that way. We have such a short time on this world. It's like a vapor. It's here and it's gone. And when we think about what Brother Nathan was talking about this morning, there's treasures in heaven that's going to last forever, but there's treasures on earth that's going to be gone. The treasures on earth are gone as soon as we breathe our last breath, it's gone. But the treasures, what we do for eternity, we'll just get started with when we breathe our last breath. It'll just be beginning. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. Holy. Set apart. Given to God. Not on my own terms. On the terms that God, who's merciful and loves us with an everlasting love, that answers our prayers, that knows our needs before we ask them. We give our heart and our life to Him. He says, now there's something I can do something with. There's a soul I can use. Holy. How's that? Acceptable unto God. Not acceptable to the world, necessarily. Not what is acceptable to me or to you. But what God says is acceptable. Which is a reasonable service. We are simply vessels, serving dishes. Serving dishes. Thanksgiving comes. Amen. And we get platters out that we're going to use at Thanksgiving. Christmas comes and we've got dishes. They're all decorated in red and green and candy canes and all this, you get them out. Once in a while, we've had some folks at our house, and there's certain things you get out. She's got these; they've given her these little racks, and you got these tiered dishes that go on there, and you present all the goodies. You know how that is. They're serving dishes. You know what you do? You keep them nice. Put them in the cabinet. There's some dishes you might even put in a little piece of felt or something. Or the, you know, years ago, they say you shouldn't even eat off of silverware. But, you know, usually they have a tape that all the silverware was in a little cabinet, and you can lay it all out there, and you put the thing on top of it so it doesn't get tarnished, and it's kept holy. It's kept set apart for use. Now watch me. These are serving vessels to be surrendered to the Master's use. but they're mine. Well, you wouldn't have them unless the master gave it to you. It's your reasonable service. I don't have a vessel to use unless the Lord gives me breath to breathe. Now watch me. We get kind of selfish with our vessels. Let me say this. That fancy dish that you get out certain times a year, you don't hand it to the 3-year-old to put on the table. You protect it. You guard it. You care for it. It's important. And as fancy as the vessel is, listen, the vessel has no agenda of its own. The vessel's just a dish. Holy, clean, ready to be used, but just a dish. Has no agenda. Vessels are not self-serving. Now, I know they're inanimate objects, and we're not. But just as Paul says, we die to self. This life is sacrificed. It's a living sacrifice. But it's given wholly over for the master's use with no agenda of its own. Here, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove or demonstrate what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now wait a minute. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Not conformed to this world, not to match up with everything else, but to be transformed by the renewing. Change who I am on the outside, on the inside, and thus on the outside. Renewing of my mind so that I may do what the will of the master is. I'm a vessel. I do not have an agenda. The problem is, I present our bodies a living sacrifice. And you know what? We come to a service and the Lord speaks to our heart and we put ourselves on the altar. And tomorrow morning we'll crawl back off. Now wait a minute. It's signed, sealed, delivered. I'm done. That's why Paul said, I die daily. You could say, I put myself on the altar every day. I decide every day this vessel does not have an agenda of his own. This vessel, the only agenda this vessel is to keep itself holy, clean, and acceptable for the master's use. And how you do that? By giving yourself to the master to clean you up. See, we are a piece of clay in the potter's hand to be fashioned as he pleases. Verse 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that's among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. The vessels don't get conceited. Now, I know we see, you see those movies, and you got some spoon singing, be my guest, da, da, or all this, all right. Place don't really do that. Dishes and spoons don't really do that. They're given over to the master. That's what we are. We're vessels. Earthen vessels. Clay pots. Sometimes we get so full of ourselves, well, I don't want to waste my life on something like this. We've forgotten who God is. He says, the grace is given unto me that to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought, but think soberly. And I would have a clear mind. Do we really know who we are? Sinners saved by grace. Bunch of crackpots that God can mend and mold and use. According as God hath dealt to every man as measure of faith. What's he saying? God will lead you in what you're supposed to be doing. When you're surrendered to him, why is that? Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. Be not conformed, but transformed, renewing your mind. What? That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Well, I'm not sure where God wants me to be. He'll let you know when you surrender everything to him. You haven't surrendered everything. Well, I want to see what I'm getting into first. I'll tell you what you're getting into. You're getting into the service of the King. You're going to be a vessel to be used of the Master of the universe to deliver the most gracious gift ever given in all time. Well, what if somebody pours hot gravy on me? Then you've been blessed to be used of the Master to serve up some gravy. Well, what if I get chipped along the way? Well, it's all right. I'm going to have a new body one of these days. I'm the Master's vessel to be used for what he wants to be used for. We're simply earthen vessels with treasure placed in them. By the way, we're not the treasure. Sometimes I think everybody's so lucky to have me. You know how we get? Boy, they're just so lucky to have me. We are not the treasure. We hold the treasure. We deliver the treasure. But we're not the treasure. Now, there are a variety of vessels for a variety of uses. We are reconfiguring our kitchen. Some of you folks have been in our house. You know that great big 16-foot by 42-foot island in our kitchen? It's not there anymore. Gone. We used the cabinets and redid some things, and reworking the whole thing makes it actually much easier to use and not so cut up. And when we have a big crowd, it will be easier to use. But I didn't want to lose any of the cabinets in there. There's a lot of cabinets in there. So we believe it or not, it doesn't look like it, but we've configured all those cabinets back into the kitchen. And you know why? You gather a lot of stuff after 38 years of marriage. And you don't want to quite get rid of it. You might want to use it one of these times. Well, you know what? You only use it, twice a year, if that. But there it is. You want to have it. And it works just right. It's like having a relish dish. A pickle dish. A cookie dish. You got the fancy little thing with all the little cups on hanging on, Well, this is a cheese tray. Well, then you need a cheese cutting board over here. Now, you can't just throw it all on the countertop and say, have at it. But when you do it and you do it right, it presents it in such a way that you want to have it. I mean, think about it. We could have scrubbed the top of that countertop, make it good and clean. I just made a pile of mashed potatoes there, threw a pile of meat over here, threw the green, and you'd walk in and say, listen, it's all clean. It's all clean, sterile, it's all clean. Where'd he come from? And you know what? That's what we do with the gospel of Christ. We just throw it out there and hope somebody grabs a little bit of it. When what we've got is this treasure. And I want you to have some. I've got it all dressed up here for you. I've got a silver spoon. I will personally serve it to you. Because you're going to like it. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Verse 4, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. You see, there's a whole lot of dishes in the cupboard. There's a whole lot of dishes in the cupboard. And they all have the same ultimate purpose. To serve the Master by delivering the treasure of eternal life to others. However, each vessel, each dish may have a specific purpose within the ultimate purpose for which it was designed. We're not all the same, but we have the same purpose to deliver the treasure that has been entrusted to us by the Master. But I'll be honest with you, don't serve the mashed potatoes in a relish dish. I want more potatoes than that. Nor put the gravy in the pickle dish. It's going to be running around all over the place. Personally, I don't like to eat peas with a fork. I like a spoon. I like it. I don't like them rolling around on me. Now, I had a grandfather who would line all his peas up on a knife. It's what he would do, line them all up there and eat them all off the knife, the butter knife. And that's okay, I guess, if you want to do that. I've been trying to be good, so instead of getting a baked potato with all the sour cream and the butter and the bacon and the cheese and the... I'm getting hungry. But I'm going to try to do better. So I got some corn. I've been eating corn. And a lot of times the restaurant, they don't give you a spoon. And you get those last few kernels, you can't get them. Do you ever notice that? And you're chasing them around the bowl. And after a while, you say, I want to get them all. Listen, I might not eat everything, but I want to eat what I got. There's a specific use for it. You realize that some of you are made for special things. And the fact is, if you don't show up, the dining set is not complete. My mom has a set that she got years and years and years ago, set of china, and you've got the casseroles and you got the meat plates and you've got the gravy boat, and then you've got this other little gravy thing, and then you've got the butter dish, and you've got the coffee cups, and you've got the saucers, but then you have little plates for dessert plates, and then you got the main plates, but then you got that, and then you got the salad bowls, and it's all there. Now again, we can throw it all on the table and say, "Have at it," or we can treat it like it really deserves for the treasure that it is, and say, "Listen, we're not getting something cheap here. This is the most precious thing you're ever going to have." So we, verse 5, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one of us, watch, members one of another. Forget who, was it your sister or something? I'm not sure. Years ago, McDonald's was giving out. You bought a drink. They said they gave you a cup, and so you got the Tweety Bird cup, and then you got the Mickey Mouse cup, and you got the the Roadrunner Cup, and you got this cup, and you put it all out there. And, you know, it's fun. We got a bunch of kids, and you give them all their cup, and which one do you want? You know, that's all fine dandy. But the fact is, you know, if you all came over to dinner at our house, I said, okay, to which one you want to eat, you want to drink out? You want the Tweety Bird? Or you want a Roadrunner? Or Wile E. Coyote? Which one you want? You know? Now, again, we all have, we're all different. We're all members one of another. We should be unified in what we're doing. We're serving up a treasure. That's why when you pull out the china set, they all match. Oh, they're all different, but they all match. Verse 6, having then gifts differing according to the grace that's given to us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Now, that word means to proclaim the word of God. Okay? Sometimes God's word, since he's eternal, sometimes his word is about something that's going to happen later. And it's not just predicting, it's just pretelling. Foretelling what's going to happen. Sometimes the prophecy is proclaiming what already has happened. Sometimes prophecy is explaining what's happening right now. It's all the same to God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's no change in that. So don't say prophecy, oh man, we're telling the future. No, that's not what it may be, but that's all been done here. And we have no new revelation. But he said, listen, you get to give out the gospel, whether it's in Sunday school to some five-year-olds, or Sunday school to some 50-year-olds, or Sunday school to some 85-year-olds. Are you on Friday night someone who could barely get in the door sometimes? Wednesday night with all those kids. Sunday morning when they all pile into children's church and everyone looks like they act like they got their pants full of ants. We get to proclaim the treasure. Verse 7, or ministry, serving. You realize that if we don't have people working in the room, working with the children, work with other things, taking care of attendance, doing all these things, the preacher, whoever who happens to be teaching, whether man or woman, whoever happens to be teaching that class, not going to be able to do their job. It's like a butter knife. You got a butter plate. You got a butter dish. And everything's right there where it needs to be. You put the little butter knife right on the butter dish. You pull the little thingy off the butter dish, and there's the butter. It's right there. You got your coffee cup, and you got your saucer. And you got my grandfather who would always take his coffee and pour it on the saucer, blow it off, and put it back in the cup and drink it. He did a lot of weird little things. You have it. He says, ministry, let us wait on our ministering. You know what it means? Serve your service. Serve your service. Serve in where God has put you to serve. You're part of the vessels to serve up the truth. Well, all I do is hand out that. Yes! You might be the napkin holder. You know what I'm saying? The silverware thing where you put all the silverware. Got the forks over here, and you got the salad forks over here, and you got the knives, you got the teaspoons, you got the tablespoons. I don't know what it might be. It's the iced teaspoon that's long, gets all the way down to the bottom. He says, listen. You got to preach, preach. You got to serve, serve. Serve your service. Don't make the service serve you. He that teacheth on teaching. Transferring knowledge. That treasure that we have. Or he that exhorteth on exhortation. You know, there's some people who are just encouragers. You can do this. Get back in here. Get back in a book. We can do this. We need that. I'm going to pick on somebody. Miss Darcy is an encourager. Now, she doesn't like me doing that. I just embarrassed her because that's not what she wants to do. She thinks about our kids. I say our kids. The kids here to church all the time. Seems like it. She brings stuff in to put in into the merit store. She brings in things. She had some things she brought. I think it was for the nursery one day or whatever it was. I don't know. But I was bringing stuff in. Now, where she now the fact that she's out here to get her back patted. You know why? That's not her purpose. The purpose is to exhort and to encourage. To serve it up on a dish. So everybody wants it. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. There are some people here that I know sounds funny, and I mean it's the right way, kind of have the gift of giving. They're just they just know how to make money. But to them, money is only as valuable as it's used for the master's purpose. We got some folks in here who have multiple gifts. They're giving in their ministry, but they're also giving in their generosity financially. We're trying to figure out how to get transportation. We're being told two different things from the city up here. We got a few kids that would love to be in our school. They just can't be because there's no transportation. And we'd love to have them. They need a way to get here. But you know why? We already have folks who are willing to give the scholarship to pay their way here. And we can't get them here. It's amazing. We got ready to build this building. And some folks, you know, you got the widow's mite, and that's all they can do, and Lord blesses that. And then for somebody else, you come along, and man, they just started putting money. And there's people in here who are doing this all the time, putting money, getting that thing paid for. Well, why want to get it paid for? You want to spend more money? I want to be ready for the next level when the Lord moves us to the next level. That's what I want. So what's wrong with our nice little church? There's nothing wrong with our nice little church. But we're doing our job. It won't be little for long. We've been little too long. He that ruleth with diligence. There's some folks who are just administrators. They coordinate. They're an organizer. That's that little thing that when you put all the food up there in the buffet, and you've got your forks here and these forks here, and it's all organized. Serves it all out. Puts everything in the right place. You're not here sorting through all this stuff. Well, I see I need a fork. And we pawed all over everybody else's silverware. And they're organizers. Just makes things work. And he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. There's some of us like me that I have to work on the mercy. I have to work on mercy. Lord does it. But I'm a prophet, if you want to say it that way. And that is, this is the truth. Do it right. Get over it. But you need somebody out there that says, all right, I know how you feel. We need mercies. We've got some mercies around here. I'll tell you one that was a mercy. Larry Grimm was a mercy. Some of you remember Larry Grimm. He was a mercy. He was a mercy. I think about Jimmy. He's a teacher. You're a teacher. You love to study the word and give them truth. That's what teachers do. Miss Jenny's a server. If her husband's in the hospital, they're not even sure he's going to live. And she's upset that she wasn't able to get a meal to somebody. Well, doesn't she love her husband? Oh, yes, she, all the love was going to her husband. Meantime, her father's dying. And her mother's living at the house, and somebody has to take care of them. And she's worried about getting a meal to somebody else. I don't mean to embarrass her. I'm sorry. And we got these folks all over here. And that's good. We present ourselves a living sacrifice. Watch. Let me move on. Vessels do not choose whom they serve. The master chooses whom they serve. The vessels are dead to self. Vessels have no agenda of their own. They're simply there for the master's use. Vessels are not a respecter of persons. You know that plate that you inadvertently chipped? Do you realize it's not holding a grudge? We may be holding a grudge at a person that chipped our fancy china, but the plates, the pot isn't holding a grudge. Why? Because it can still do what the master has called it to do, and the master knew all about it. Vessels are all in all the time. Look at verse 9. This is important. Let love be without dissimulation. That word dissimulation means without having parts missing. It's all there. Love with all its parts. Love in totality. Love in sincerity. Love without reservations. Love that is not incomplete in applications. In other words, vessels serve without reservation. Vessels serve without hesitancy. The vessel serve whomever the master chooses to serve with the vessel. We're just here for the master's use. You want me to do what? A year or so ago, Miss Kathy, you set up for the king's daughters, and everybody had their own little teacup. Now, I don't know if I heard this right. Did one of them get busted? Are you sure? I heard one of them maybe got jostled. You ever have a tea party like that with a bunch of little girls? The little boys aren't into that stuff. My little girls, and you got to put the pinky out, you know, when you drink. Do you realize, now watch me, use us, even though we may be fancy vessels, to serve the little ones. Bring them unto me. And yet unless you become as a little child, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. And he that offends a little one would be better if a millstone was hung around his neck, thrown into the river. I'm going to trust, use my best china for these little ones. It's all the best if we give ourselves to God. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Now we've talked about this. Keep your vessel clean no matter for whom you are being used to serve. keep it clean. You know what? You don't kind of wipe it out with a towel. Well, that's good enough here. You can drink out of this. I know that so-and-so just had it there. I know he's blowing his nose, but, you know, it'll be all right. Vessels are all about how they can serve others. And we've got one little last spot here, and let me work down through this with you. Vessels are all about how they can serve others. How is your vessel presented? Look at verse 10. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. A vessel says, what vessel we choose to use to serve up the treasure says an awful lot about what we think of the person we're presenting it to. It should be first class. Now, you don't have to do what I do here, but that's, I know it's weird, and I know that people think I'm out of touch, and I know that people think that I'm kind of old-fashioned, and some people think I'm trying to put on the dog. But I dress like this every day. I've been accused of dressing like this when I mow the lawn, but honest, I don't. It's an old white shirt and old dress pants that I wouldn't wear anymore, but I'm out there, look like Green Acres, you know, the guy, you know, mowing the lawn. But why do you do that? Because I work for the God of the universe. I've had people say, well, you need to go down and visit somebody at the hospital. Very seldom will I go to the hospital without making sure I'm dressed. Well, why is that? Out of respect to that person. Because I'm wherever I go, I carry this earthen this treasure in earthen vessel. Out of respect for the person, I want them to know they're important.